Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. This is for the weekend of April 9th, 2022.
Okay, they say that an army marches on its stomach. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but the video game Halo, they're actually coming out with their very own cookbook. Yes, I said a video game and cookbook in the very same sentence. The cookbook, they say, has over 70 recipes from, they say, portable snacks to these spreads that will feed an entire squadron. Sounds yummy. Can't wait. And it's probably going to be a hit. I looked up a lot of really famous people play Halo. Daniel Craig does, Vin Diesel, Zac Efron, and Lionel Richie does. Yes, he wrote a song about it because he loved the game so much, and it was a big hit. I'm sure you know the song. It goes something like this, like, "Hello, are you the one that I'm looking for? Halo." Okay. Yeah, I know. I promise you that it's going to get better as the show goes on. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. I'm Kim Komando, of course, America's beloved digital goddess. And you can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, all 3 hours, commercial-free, over at GetKim.com. And you can also catch the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. I love that. Get the Kim Komando Show. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener Line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And have you noticed something as people are talking about the Russia-Ukraine war? Cyber attacks. There was all this big news about cyber attacks when everything was happening. Now it's like nobody's talking about any cyber attacks. I mean, are the Russian hackers asleep at their keyboards? Well, this week, silly, the Attorney General announced that the U.S. government has spent the past few weeks secretly removing, not a secret anymore, Russian malware from computer networks all around the world. And they say that the malware is designed to infect firewalls and that other networks, they had this botnet. They always have like these weird name, Cyclops Blink. What was it? It was the Cyclops Blink that was actually working with Sandworm. See, now you know. The U.S. government says it works with its intelligence branch of the Russian military. It was first identified in February. The U.S. government and abroad were notified. But this is what I really want you to listen to. The DOJ and the FBI managed to secure secret court orders to quietly remove the malware remotely. Companies who had it, they didn't even know that they had it. And the DOJ and the FBI, they just went in there and got rid of it. It's a little unsettling how the feds were able to just get into these companies' networks so quickly. But as far as the Russian hackers go, it's nice to see them putting in their place. Get it? Vladimir Putin? Okay, well, all right. We'll move on. Number two, if you can't beat them, might as well just buy them. I'm sure you heard over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 days about Elon Musk having something to do with Twitter. Well, that's right. Twitter has veered off track. And it started slowly. Twitter staff began chastising certain users, many of them politically conservative. And then, of course, they started to ban certain users, even former President Trump. Well, in all circumstances, Twitter claimed that the ousted user violated its rules, but the rules were fuzzy at best. The thing is, if you're going to advocate free speech, it's vital to understand that America's constitutional free speech guarantees are limited. The First Amendment prohibits only the government from restricting speech. Newspapers, social media, blogs, radio, TV networks, they can publish, they can say whatever they want. They can kick guests off their platforms at any time for just about any reason. Well, last week, Elon Musk said that Twitter fails to adhere to free speech principles and that it fundamentally undermines democracy. So this week, because Elon Musk is Elon Musk, he's got a lot of money, he bought 73.5 million shares of Twitter, a 9% stake. So with Musk becoming Twitter's single largest shareholder, member of its board, we're beginning to see kind of almost went wrong. I mean, they're worried that Elon Musk will push for less regulated speech. That's right. They're unhappy that Musk will push Twitter in the direction of less regulated so-called free speech. Okay. That's just a hint of something that's obviously wrong at Twitter. And another thing, I don't know if you heard this with Elon Musk at Twitter. Okay, so he spends $3 billion Well, the stock has gone up so much since Elon Musk purchased this 9% stake that the guy, I don't know, somewhere I read that he made like $500,000, made $1 billion. I mean, it doesn't matter what the number is. It's more than you and I will ever have. Number three, can you hear me now? This is an amazing story. The question of whether we're alone in the universe may soon be answered, but the scientists at NASA are going against everything that Stephen Hawking said. Scientists are going to broadcast a radio message with Earth's exact location deep into space, hoping that it's going to be received and understood, they say, by some ancient civilization. Okay, they're calling it the Beacon in the Galaxy message. It contains a map of Earth, a map of the solar system, a DNA drawing, a male and female diagram, and an invitation to reply. So it's an update from the famous Arecibo message that was sent back in 1974, if that sounds familiar. But while the idea of contacting aliens sounds exciting, is it really very smart to broadcast our exact location into space? I mean, is that really a good idea? The message goes against late physics professor Stephen Hawking's advice that if we go out there and we contact these aliens, these extraterrestrial civilizations, and they are above us, they're going to try to destroy us. So maybe it's not a good idea that we go out and do this. We just should like kind of like stay by ourselves, like, okay, we're planet Earth, and we're over here, and you stay over there, and we'll stay over here. But here's the deal. If the alien civilization, if they read the Yelp reviews about us, I mean, first, maybe they'll just even want to avoid us. I mean, after all, our solar system only has one star. Number four, AirTag, you're it. This is really important stuff. I want you to listen to this. About a year ago, Apple released its AirTag trackers. We've been talking about it seemingly nonstop here on the Kim Komando Show. And to say they've been a hit is a complete understatement. I have quite a few of myself. I have them in my cars. I have them on Barry's person. I have them on his keys. I have them on my keys. I have them on our golden retriever, Abby. Well, I'm sure you've heard a few stories, but according to a new motherboard report, it seems the problem is worse than anybody has really realized as far as these AirTags being used to stalk and harass people. They reviewed police reports from across the country covering this eight-month period where the AirTags were allegedly used in cases of stalking, harassment, and abuse. Now, many involve angry exes. In one case, a woman kept getting notifications about nearby unknown AirTags. See, that's how it works, is that if there's an AirTag near you and it's not registered to you, is that on your iPhone, you're going to get a notification about an AirTag near you. Okay, and then it says, okay, help us locate it, and we're going to find the owner and good stuff like that. Now, that's if you're on an iPhone. If you're on Android, you're kind of just out of luck. Well, you can download a utility from the Google Play Store, but what it's going to ask you to do is to go ahead and scan for those AirTags, so it's not like it's an automatic notification by any means. But anyway, about this woman, she ended up finding several. Okay, several to me is like more than five of those trackers mounted underneath her car. Yes, mounted underneath her car. Now, another woman kept wondering how a man she had a protective order against always seemed to know where she was located. Once again, AirTags hiding in her car. Quite a few of these victims were threatened with physical violence. The bottom line, it's a real problem. And you can hit commando.com for the ways that you can protect yourself from being tracked with AirTags. And if you know anyone who's in a bad, unhealthy relationship, take a moment and share this post with them so that this way they're fully aware. And finally, number five, there's no crying in baseball, and now there's no cheating either. You know, this has always been a problem in baseball. I mean, you got the catcher and the pitcher, and the catcher puts out a couple of fingers so the pitcher knows what, he should be throwing, and then they find out people are cheating doing this. Now, catchers and pitchers, now they have a new way. Someone from the other team, okay, can no longer see what's going on. Why? Because of technology. That's right. It's a high-tech thing. It's the use of cameras and Apple Watches. That was another way that they were being cheated. But now this new tech is being used to stop all of that. Major League Baseball just announced the use of a new system. It's called PitchCom. And this totally eliminates the need for catchers to use their fingers to start signaling the pitchers. They don't do that anymore. Everything happens electronically. So here's how it works. The catchers wear this special sleeve on their forearm with buttons representing different type of pitch types and locations. Okay, that's relayed to the pitcher through a bone conduction listening device in their ball cap. Wow, isn't that something? And they say that nobody's going to be able to see what's going on or hear what's going on because all the channels are going to be encrypted. So Major League Baseball, they plan to provide every single team with a system consisting of 3 transmitters and 10 receivers. And each team will still be able to decide whether or not they want to use this PitchCom. I think it's actually a really good idea. But, you know, it always reminds me of the saying, like, you know, anything online, anything high tech can always be hacked. And other people, they just think, well, this is never going to work. It's just an idea that's just totally off base. All right. Coming up in this hour, we have our digital privacy tip. And it's a quick check to make sure that no one's spying on your computer. I know I've been getting a lot of email from people saying, I think there's somebody spying on me. Well, we're going to solve that in just a few moments. A really handy trick to skip the YouTube ads. And of course, you got more of me and more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, is that if you're too shy to call a radio show, but you still want me to answer your question? I often do that here on the show or always within our newsletters and things on the website. So you can always drop me a note. The best way to do that is head over to komando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And I read every single message that you send. Just a few moments, I'm going to give you some insider tips on how you can skip all the ads when you're watching videos over at YouTube. And how about we start this hour with Robert in Dentonville, Arkansas. Glad to have you with us. What's going on? Now, Dentonville, isn't that the home of Walmart?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for your call today. How can I help you out?
You bet. Hey, I just want to say an honor to be able to talk to you today. I've listened to your show for a long time and really excited.
Oh, well, thank you, Robert. You're awfully sweet. So what's going on?
Thank you. So my wife recently, within the last year, we moved out of a hair salon. She owns a hair salon. And we're in the new one. We did all this new remodel. And the old salon had, I think it was a night owl vision. Vision security system.
Okay.
So I'm wanting to try something a little different because I'm really not excited about mounting all these cameras and getting on a ladder and stringing the cords through the drop-down ceiling and then trying to hook it all up into a DVR.
You know what? The good news is you don't have to
be something better.
Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. Not at all. Thank goodness, right?
Right.
And so how big is the space?
I believe it's around 1,700 square feet.
That's pretty big.
It's pretty much just it's all like one big room except for a small room in the back corner where their break room is and of course, a bathroom.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal is that you're going to have to position this out, but you're probably looking at probably 3 different indoor security cameras. And what's nice is that they record continuously and they record like for 7 days for free. And then if you need anything after that, then there's normally a monthly fee for that. And, you know, it's pretty hard to beat the convenience of a Nest Cam. I have several myself in places where I don't need a full-blown security system. But it is nice to be able to record what's going inside. And then they also have outdoor cameras, too. So you can place one outdoors, and they run on battery now, and they do record up to the cloud. But they come with mounts that make it really easy for you to go ahead and put these security cameras wherever you want. And then, again, because they're audio, if something happens and you're at home, is that you can always say, hey, what are you guys doing in there? You know, and that's normally enough to scare them all away. Now, if you need a full-blown security system, which that's pretty hard to beat, is that that's where you look at something like SimpliSafe. Because then you get the indoor cameras, the outdoor cameras, you get glass breakage, you get water sensors, you get the video doorbell so that everything all works together. Plus, you get 24/7 monitoring. That, you know, businesses, you got a lot of expensive gear in there. So the security cameras are great, but I think you might want to check out SimpliSafeKim.com and put together a really good comprehensive system. Robert, thank you for your kind words. We got more of the show coming up and more of your phone calls that you definitely don't want to miss. All right. As promised, I need to tell you about a really great insider secret to skip the YouTube ads. Now, YouTube makes a lot of money off of advertising. Last year, take a guess, it was about $30 billion. Yes, that was billion dollars. Now, if you're tired of seeing ads when watching YouTube videos, there are a few workarounds where you can skip them. Now, you probably know this one, that when your video plays, in the right-hand corner of the video, you'll see a box that says Skip Ads. You're going to click this to stop any ads playing. Now, another trick is to drag the red progress bar to the very end of the video, and then you hit the replay button, and usually that gets rid of any banner ads that have been embedded in the video. Now, this next way to skip the ads doesn't always work, but it's definitely worth a shot. You add an extra character at the end of the YouTube video's web address, so you just put a period there. And finally, if you really want to get rid of the ads, well, you're going to have to pay them. About 50 million people pay anywhere from $7 to $18 a month for YouTube Premium. Then you don't see any ads, but here's an insider secret. If you sign up for Google One, you'll get 3 months of YouTube Premium for free. All right, moments away from our privacy tip is about some quick checks to see if somebody actually could be spying on you inside your computer. And then later on, there's a scam that's spreading, and it starts with somebody asking for your phone number. And back to the phones we go with Ross in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello there, Ross.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, I was fortunate to be a cheerleader on the first televised cheerleading championships in 1978. University of North Carolina was the first televised cheerleading champion.
Wow.
And I was the recipient from our great coach, Doc Gunnels, all the videos, pictures, all this great stuff, some most of which is now scanned. And I would like to know how to provide it to my teammates and save it. And I've scanned a lot of it, so I'm looking for your expertise to tell me what the heck to do with it.
All right, so do you have everything in a digital format?
Yes, I scanned. It's the MP4 format. Most of them are like 1 to 2 gigs. A couple of them are 5 to 7 gigs. Mm-hmm. There's over a dozen of them. And then Miss Gunnels had, she and her husband made scrapbooks of every year.
Wow.
So I've got like 11 books with 50 pages each, and those are in, I scanned them in Adobe Acrobat document format. So
oh,
I've
good
got
for you.
500 plus documents there. So
that's a lot of work. You know what? That's a lot of work.
I was having to take a picture of each one at a copier at one of my businesses. So.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, just for future reference, there's a if you ever need to do this again, or if you missed a book or something like that, Google has a great app called PhotoScan, and it allows you to use your smartphone camera to take pictures of pictures that are that are in picture frames, or maybe they're in the photo albums, and it actually cleans them up for you as well. So. It's a free app. It's actually really good. It works tremendously.
Awesome.
All right. So so you want to share all these, and how do you want to share them?
Well, initially we were talking about, do we put it on a disk? Do we put them on USB drives? And then it kind of thought came out as, could we have our own private web page and maintain them on a quality there, have secure access, have people just link to them and show them to their kids or grandkids when they don't believe that their grandmother actually could have done all that stuff.
And she was hot. Grandma was hot. She was.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim, you could have been an honorary member of our squad.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, here I am.
We'd have you up at the top and let you stand up there and give them tech tips from the top of a pyramid.
That would have been funny. My nephew, he in college, he was a cheerleader, and I asked him why he was doing it. He goes, excuse me? He said, you pick up hot girls all day long. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, Dean Smith was the coach, so the greatest basketball coach in college history, and I actually got to sit on the sidelines across from him. You know, I literally could reach down and touch the sidelines. We were all the way down the court, and the big point was, anybody asked me about cheerleading, and this was all before the television show, so you had all the street cred from that, but you got a date pass and your own pass behind Dean Smith.
As
a JV. So you would just ask him, well, did you get a date pass? And, of course, they didn't have an answer for that.
Good for you. All right. You have a couple of ways you could do this, and because I kind of getting like you want to share all this privately. Is there a reason why you wouldn't just put together like a fantastic Facebook private group and then invite people to join the group, and then people can exchange stories. They can say, this is what happened to them on this particular day, and And then share that out with their grandkids and kids and everybody else, because Facebook makes it easy because just everybody's on Facebook and you don't have to build anything.
Well, does the information, and again, I'm not a techie person, except I'm a CPA, so I try to keep my life as simple as possible, but is that proprietary? Do they have the rights or anything to it, or do we keep that?
No. You're gonna.
What happens there?
No, you're gonna keep all the rights. Absolutely. And what's nice is that you could also take all these videos because they're pretty big, and you don't want to put them on a disk or a USB drive. Those days are over. Okay. So you're gonna create a YouTube channel, and you can also make the YouTube videos private too. And so unless somebody has the address, they won't be able to see the videos. But the reason why. You know, you can make everything digital now. And the reason why you want to do that is just because it makes it so easy. And then you're not worried about somebody calling you out because it's going to happen, Ross. I mean, they're going to call you, hey, Ross, thank you so much for the disc, but it doesn't open. And you're like, oh, no, please don't make me do tech support on the phone because I don't want to spend my time doing that. And I love you and I want to help you, but it's so frustrating. Okay, so that's why I suggest that you create a private Facebook group and you invite people. Because you know they're all on Facebook. You invite them to join the group. So it can be a closed group. And then you can post, you know, they can post their memories too. And you can post your memories. And then you can have the videos, for example, like I mentioned, over at YouTube. And then once it's on YouTube, is that you can share it out to wherever you want to share it out. It just makes it so dang easy. And then you can also upload some of your photos. You can make them available. You know, maybe if somebody wants to email you, you can have like a Dropbox and then they can download everything off the Dropbox. And so you're not dealing with any type of physical media anymore because that just gets rather annoying. So get started there. If you need any help whatsoever. Well, as a matter of fact, I think we have some tips at commando.com on how to start your own private Facebook group. And so I'm going to go ahead and post those inside the Commando Q&A community. So if you go to commando.com/community, let me just make a note. For Ross, and then I'll post some links to help you get started in your own private Facebook. All right, I've noticed in my inbox, and I do read every single email that you send, that so many people are dropping me notes and saying, I think somebody's spying on me, my computer. I think I have somebody in there, and what do I do to get them out, and how do I know that they're in there? So that's why I put together this comprehensive list so you can see for sure if someone is actually spying on your computer. So we're going to start with number one. You're going to check your apps if you're on Windows using Task Manager. If you're on a Mac, you're going to use Activity Monitor. I'm not going to go through the steps here on the show. We have them all written out for you. But it gives you a list of the apps that are running. And then you can say, wow, I know what that is or I don't know what that is. And if it looks unfamiliar, is that you can always just Google the name of the app and you can see exactly what it is. Number two is that you want to be on the lookout for programs that start randomly. I mean, something that starts when your computer does, something that you see in the task manager, the activity monitor, and see if it's actually in your startup folder, or maybe it's in your dock, and you're like, where did that come from? Number three on the list is just a no-brainer, but I know that so many people put these things off. I'm talking about the automatic operating system updates, as well as any updates for your programs and your apps that you have on your machine. And these are just three basic things that you can make sure that there's nobody spying your computer. And I know that there's a lot of steps to each of these. I went through it very quickly. But if you head over to commando.com and there's a link that says Kim Show, you'll see it all written out in great detail for you. And do me a favor, you know, share this out on your social media. So whether you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, LinkedIn, just help spread the word. Because I think that, you know, I think that with some people, with certain personalities, that they start seeing things that they isn't really happening. And they think that somebody could be spying on them, and they're really not. All right, stay right where you are. Coming right back, we have a red flag and a scam that I'm going to tell you about. And also, we're going to tell you about a trick to finding photos on your phone, the quick and easy way. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, with so many photos on your phone, it's just so frustrating trying to find just the one that you want. Well, here's an insider trick that not too many people know about to end those days forever. Now, whether you use Apple Photos or Google Photos, you probably end up scrolling through pages and pages of photos, and gosh, what a complete time waster. Well, in your photo app, there's a search bar, and you can use it to find specific photos and videos by using certain keywords, just like you would search for anything else. So if you want pictures of only your dog, you search for the word dog. If you want pictures of your dog in 2021, you search for dog in 2021. And that's the power. You can also search by date. Maybe it's Christmas, Easter, places like, I don't know, Paris or Maui. You can also search by events, say a Lakers game or a Dua Lipa Elton John concert. And you can also search using different categories like mountains and sunsets and smiles and selfies and boats and beaches. Now, of course, you can search using a person's name, too. And if you like these short, little, quick tips, is that I put one out every single day. And it's called the Digital Life Hack. And you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Commando with a K. And actually, it's under our Daily Tech Update, too. And so you want to search for Commando with a K. And, of course, your local radio station may carry them, too, which is always wonderful. All right, back to the phones we go. David in Traverse City, Michigan. Hello there, David.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on with you, sir?
Well, I'm looking for help on finding a laptop for my son.
Okay.
14 years old. He's into robotics in school, and he's looking for a laptop that he can run AutoCAD and Fusion 360 on.
Wow.
But okay. Everywhere we go, it's, you know, $2,000-$3,000 for a laptop.
Yeah. You know, those are pretty strong requirements. I mean, especially for these type of programs. So you mentioned robotics. What else is he doing with it?
Well, he's going to use it, basically use, obviously, the CAD and stuff to design parts for the robot to then 3D print them.
Oh, I see. How fun is that? That's really, isn't that amazing that you can see your son do this type of thing? Isn't it fabulous?
Oh, it's super impressive to me.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay. Well, with those type of requirements, it's going to be pretty hard to find anything, you know, $500. You may be able to squeeze by $1,500, but that's where you really want to look at something that maybe is refurbished that comes with, say, a 90-day warranty guarantee. I can do some shopping for you online and then point you in a direction where we go through some specifications. Are there any type of grants available to your son through robotics, any type of local organizations? Have you ever looked at that?
None that I've found yet. I'm still looking, talking to some of the other robotics programs at other schools to see if they can direct me anywhere.
Yeah, you know what? There may be some funding that way. I don't know. You know, Jeff Bezos' wife, she just donated $3.8 billion. And I was looking at where she donated these funds. And, of course, it was to Habitat for Humanity. But she donated to all the Boys and Girls Clubs across the United States. So I'm just thinking, I wonder if there may be some thing that's available now that wasn't available 6 months ago or even 3 months ago that you could actually look at and say that this would be a way for you to, you know, help get some of these costs for this laptop, because you are looking at, you know, a couple of $1,000s. There are some organizations where you can actually get free laptops and free technology, and I'll post a link to that over inside commando.com, inside the Commando community, you know, because you're also looking at, you know, not just the laptop, but you want to make sure that he's now 14. This is something that obviously he has a passion for, which is really phenomenal. Really wonderful, wonderful things. I love to see kids getting into STEM and STEAM. And so, you know, let me see what I can find refurbished for you. And, you know, maybe there's a way that I can financially help you out, too, along the way. But let's settle on first the laptop, and then you and I can talk offline. And, heck, maybe you'll be our next recipient of our Commando Show, Random Acts of Kindness, where we help you financially. We support you to make sure that the technology that you need. You've heard me give away laptops before on the show, but I just want to make sure that we're going to get the right one for your son before we go ahead and pledge that offer to you. And you and I can work offline on that. And thank you so much for your call. Still to come, we have a great tip that you need to know about, because it's a scam that's spreading like crazy here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, there's a new scam that's spreading online. It's targeting anyone that's selling anything online, whether it's in Facebook Marketplace or on Craigslist and even apps like OfferUp. Now, the red flag is when the buyer asks you for your phone number. While most of the sites and apps let you sell something, they always stress the importance of meeting in person. But scammers have actually found a new angle. They pose as the buyer of whatever you're selling. And then the scammer will ask you, hey, can I have your phone number? That sounds so innocent, right? But then the buyer will ask you to prove that's your phone number by texting them a 6-digit verification code that you just received. Oh, that's the problem. You do that, you just handed over the ability for the scammers to make calls using your phone number, using Google Voice, to do who knows what. They're going to steal your phone number. So whatever you do, don't give out your phone number. And if a buyer, whatever you're selling online, asks you for your phone number, just, you know, use a burner app or, you know, get a burner phone, because that's this way you don't get that scam. And you want to spread the word too. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. That's right, $3,295. Crazy. Do you remember those shiny round discs that held music that we used to play? They were called CDs. Yes, compact discs. Well, it's going to cost you if you want to play them again. There's a company out of Japan by the name of Luxman, and they came out with a new CD player, and it's $3,295. And here's a fun fact for you. What was the best-selling CD of all time? Which was the best one? Okay, some people say it was Michael Jackson's Thriller. Others say it was ABBA's Gold CD, but CDs. You know, a CD factory actually burned down the other day. It was sad. They've been in business since the 1970s. I guess you could call it a disco inferno. Ha, 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 yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest weekend show about all things digital, your most trusted source, and the biggest. You can find us in over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, whenever you want, all 3 hours, commercial-free, over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force, who are protecting our great nation and catching the Kim Komando show on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this over with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. And a couple of months ago, Amazon increased the price of Prime membership from $119 a year to $139 a year. That's a $20 a year increase. That's 17%. So if you're a Prime member, me, who also subscribe to Amazon Music, me, that it's also going to mean you're going to pay more for that too. Starting on May 5th, the price is going up from $8 to $9 a month if you pay annually $80 to $90 a year. Again, this is Amazon Music Unlimited. You have 75 million songs. And, of course, the basic Amazon Prime membership, you get that free with Prime. It only has 2 million songs. I know, only 2 million, but that's still a lot. So if you pay for both and you do get both, now we're going to be paying an extra $30 a year. Now, it was about a year ago that Spotify raised the price of one of their plans. And some people are also saying that Spotify is going to increase, Pandora is going to increase. So this is the thing about memberships, is that it doesn't really seem to be like a lot. It's like, you know, $5 a month for this, $8 a month for this, $20 a month for this, until you start adding it all up. And then it's like, wow, you know, I'm spending a lot of money for this stuff. Number two, wow, it's time to update your browser. This is big stuff. Software patches are released all the time, and some are definitely more urgent than others. And if you use Google Chrome, like 2.5 billion people around the world, you need to update to the latest version ASAP. Earlier this week, Google released an emergency security update. Now, anytime any software company, hardware company, says it's an emergency security update, that means, yes, you need to do this. They say it's a major flaw that could be exploited by hackers. Wonder if it has something to do with Russia, Ukraine? I'm kind of betting yes. Usually the updates for Chrome and other software released with multiple bug fixes, but this one says it's so huge that it has its own patch. Now, of course, Google, everybody else, are not saying what the flaw is, but it sounds like it would allow some type of hacker to take over your system remotely. And so the Chrome update for Windows, Mac, Linux, it began rolling out this past Monday. Google says it could be weeks before everybody's all patched up. So the easiest way to check is look at the three dots in the top right of your browser, hover over Help, and then click About Google Chrome. It's going to automatically check and install any new updates. And in case you need some help, we've got a lot of details over at Komando.com. All right, number three, add a little AI to your workouts. And it looks like Peloton was circling the drain a few months ago. Now they have a new product. It's a set-top camera called Guide. It uses built-in AI, motion tracking. It's one of these new trends where, you know, people aren't going to clubs anymore. It started because of the pandemic and COVID, of course. And but now people are working at home. And the Peloton Guide mounts to your TV like a webcam and plugs in via HDMI. But it's for when you're, like, lifting weights and doing squats. It has a wide-angle 12-megapixel camera streaming in 4K. So you can see yourself in your high-def glory when you're getting your workout in. It uses, they say, machine learning, recognizes, evaluates your movements based on exercises. It doesn't cost anywhere as much as the treadmill, which is crazy, $2,000. The bike, $2,500. Looks like the guide is about $300, which is going to cost you, speaking of those monthly fees, $40 a month for that. I'm always worried about adding another camera to your place. But they say you can move the – I haven't checked out the guide yet, but apparently there's this little shutter you can move back and forth. And Peloton, you know, me like everybody else getting really tired of getting on that bike. But if you have been off your bike for a while and you're looking to get back on it because it is an expensive coat hanger, is that you want to look at Lane Break. If you haven't tried that out, it's kind of like Guitar Hero but for your bike. And as far as new tech goes, you know, I'd really like to joke about Peloton's yoga classes, but it'd be a big enough stretch. All right, number four, just say no to the nudes. Okay, ladies, I'm talking to you and to guys. Let's say you go out for somebody on a first date. Conversation's good, the dinner's great, and then suddenly the guy just drops his pants. Obviously, that's not okay. But for some reason, plenty of guys think it's fine as long as it's done on a dating app. And so now a lot of women claiming that they are being barraged with pics, I guess you'd say. Yes, pictures. That's right. New York Post reporting that it's caused a new dating trend. It's called digital consent. And it's all about asking permission on these dates. Do you want to take this conversation to a more intimate level? Is it okay if I send you some nudes? Okay. And then this way you can start setting boundaries in this whole digital life. You know, just reminds me, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Jason, about online dating. You know, he was married, but now he's over 45. And he told me, you know, he's never going to join any of these online dating sites. And he says he prefers to meet people the good old-fashioned way. And I said, really, how was that? And he said, using alcohol and poor judgment. It's like, Jason, you're so funny. All right, number five, this five-click trick could save your life. This is really serious stuff. Picture the scenario. You're snowboarding, not just anywhere, but 10,000 feet up on a Swiss mountain. And get this, you're all alone. So you don't see a gap in the ice and you fall through. You plummet 15 feet onto this really shaky snow bridge and you can't get out. Well, that's what happened to 41-year-old Tim Blakely. Now he says he's lucky to be alive thanks to his iPhone and a specific five-click trick to call for help. Now, if you've got kids in the family, grandkids, this is, remember we used to teach all the kids how to dial 911? Now you got to teach your kids how to do this. In an Instagram post, Blakely said that his iPhone was still connected to 3G, but he only had 3% battery left when he activated the emergency SOS feature. There are a few ways to do this, but the easiest method is just to push the side button on your iPhone five times. Once he got through to Swiss emergency services, the rescue crews arrived and saved him about 45 minutes later, all because of his iPhone. And it's not enabled by default, by the way, this five-click trick. Hit commando.com. We've got all the steps to turn on this potentially life-saving feature. And a word of advice to Tim and to anybody else, you definitely want to avoid going solo on adventures where there's a good chance that you may never be seen again. Okay, you know, Swiss Mountain, 10,000 feet up. Bad idea to be alone. All right, coming up in just a few moments, I've got a great tip about how you should be using your voice with all of your smart assistants, with your phones, and, you know, instead of just trying to fumble around with those menus. And then we've got Brand New or Not True coming up. And let me tell you, this week is going to be really hard. You know, that's where I give you, the home listener and the viewer of the Commando Show and on the podcast, I tell you about three products. Up to you to pick the real product. And in our digital life hacks, if you use Gmail, wow, we put together this amazing list of 10 hidden Gmail features that you should be using. And of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, your beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder about our current newsletter. If you're not already getting it, it's a specialty newsletter. It's different than the other ones that we put out. It comes out every Tuesday and Saturday. Exclusive links and tips and videos you're not going to find anywhere else on our website or even here on the show. And you can sign up and you can see a sample. It's free. Head over to getthecurrent.com. Once again, that's getthecurrent.com. Moments away from a great tip about how you can be using your voice more with your devices. And how about we start this hour with Jerry from Medford, Oregon. Hello there, Jerry.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you out today?
Well, I have a question. My wife and I teach online to a university in China.
Wow.
And how can I protect my computers? Because I am just getting bombarded with pop-ups and all kinds of stuff.
That's a lot. Okay, so tell me more about the classes. I mean, does the student connect with you here in the United States? Do you go to China? Well, I mean, and what are you teaching? Are you teaching Mandarin or are you teaching English?
No, we teach English and we teach Western culture, and we use Zoom through a U.S. university provides that.
Okay.
So we're using Zoom, and we connect with them. Currently, they're all separated all over in their university in their dorms right now, but sometimes in the classrooms.
And then explain to me about the pop-ups. Where are you seeing those?
They're popping up on my screen as I'm as we're teaching class.
Wow. Okay.
And they appear to be coming identified the names of them, but they're popping up as like security companies here in the U.S.
Okay. And so, does this only happen when you're doing the Zoom?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it happens all the time now.
All right, okay. All right, so it probably has nothing to do with the fact that you're teaching classes, okay, because there's probably some type of malware on your system more than anything else. Have you done all your system updates, and have you tried to remove anything, or?
I have added some things to it and went back and deleted them all.
Okay.
And I have asked friends what they would do to do it.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, here's the deal is that you have some type of malware on your system, and it could be anything. It could be malware. There could be some errant browser extensions that you also may be running in the background that start up when your browser does. And so, you know, this is something that we need to take from start to finish. And what that means is that we need to start in the beginning. We're going to run a really good internet security scan on your system. And then we're going to make sure that we have nothing else running in the background in Task Manager. In addition to that, we're going to also check your browser for any type of extensions. Because anytime that you get these pop-up messages on your computer, there's something bad on the inside. And unfortunately, I can't, you know, have my magic wand go over your laptop and make sure that everything's gone for good. I actually need to give you some step-by-steps that, you know, when it comes time to really get those steps, I'm going to write them out for you. I'm going to put some links inside the Commando community, which, by the way, is a great place. Anytime that you have a tech question, that's really a wonderful place during the week. I'm there, our IT geniuses, Jeremy and John, they also hang out. And from time to time, you have Amber. And we're there to help you. So you go to commando.com/community. And on the left-hand side, there's a link that says the Q&A forum. And that's where I'll post some links. So if anybody is listening, if you're sitting there saying, I'm getting pop-ups too, this is exactly where you want to go because, you know, you need some good antivirus software, some good security software. I mean, you hear me talk about TotalAV all the time. I mean, it's the recommended program here on the Kim Komando Show for good reason. And you get 80% off your first year if you head over to protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com. But anytime you get that, especially like, you know, if you start getting pop-ups on your phone too, I mean, you may get those. You may get them on your iPad. You may get them any place. I mean, you know, there's something going on the inside. And if you are worried that this was coming from the Zoom call, I should actually address that too. You know, It's not coming from Zoom. It's coming from everywhere else. That's where I specifically said, you know, where else are you seeing these? So we need to go through some basic tech support with you. Happy to do it. And head over to commando.com/community, and you're going to hit that Q&A forum, and we'll post some links for you there. All right, I have a great tip for you that I just need to pass along, because as I watch so many people use their devices, and I see people in my family just thumbing through like menu after menu after menu, is that there are things that you can do that you actually get to use your voice for. Like, and I'm not going to say the word like S or A, okay, or Google, that other A word, because otherwise all the devices anybody has in their on their person right now is going to go crazy. But when you want to do something on your phone, I want you to start thinking about using your voice. I mean, you probably know that you can say, hey, whatever, you know, turn on the flashlight. But you may not think of it as a way to do other things like, you know, open up the camera, okay? You know, make an appointment on Tuesday to have lunch with Kim. I mean, it sure beats like opening up the calendar up, making that appointment, and then putting all the details. Or how about right before you go into church or you go into a meeting, you say, hey, whatever, silence my phone. And so that's why while you're there, you're not going to get any notifications. Or you can say, hey, whatever, you know, let's go into do not disturb. You can also ask your phone's assistant when a store, say Target, closes this evening. You'll get the hours and the store locations. You know, the bottom line is this. The next time that you need to do something on your device, instead of fumbling through menus, just try it. And just try it. I think you're really going to find that it's a real time saver, and you don't have to get your glasses either. If you need readers, you just can get it all done. Hey, you want to stay right where you are, because coming up, we have Brand New or Not True you don't want to miss. All right. If you're brand new to the show, you may not know about Brand New or Not True, and it's America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along at home, and you can play along if you're inside the Commando community watching the show. We always want you to put your guests inside the interactive chat room. And it's where I give you three products. Two are fake. One is real. And I make up all the fake ones just to let you know. And so it's up to you to decide which of the three is the brand new product. And if you win, well, so many people have been asking me, how do I get a Kim Commando Show fanny pack? Well, right now, the only way to get... yes, the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack is for you to play Brand New or Not True. And you'll notice that there are no product names given at all. Well, that is the good reason for that, because some people have been known to cheat. And so we don't like any cheaters. And let's see, playing with us today is Michael from Washington, D.C. Hello there, Michael.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good. What do you do in Washington, D.C.?
God, what don't I do these days? Good grief. I work in cybersecurity, so as you can imagine, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, thank you. So what are you seeing in terms of Russia-Ukraine hacking? Anything extraordinary?
So I've seen an uptick in these startups that really get down to the nitty-gritty and are starting to pay attention to the importance of the dark web, essentially. So cybersecurity, right? Everyone wants a piece of that game. But I think from a more granular perspective, I think what we're starting to see right now, again, startups really focusing on the dark web, because that's where a lot of this begins.
Yeah, it does. You know, I just went through our annual insurance premiums, you know, for company insurance. And of course, you know, cyber insurance is a big one, right? And I asked the agent, because the price just went astronomical on cyber insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to the agent, and I'm like, she's like, well, you're lucky that you can even get it. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. She said, because of the pipeline incident, she said it's like costs are crazy. And they're also limiting coverage. So you can't get 5 million coverage anymore. You can get a couple million. It's just interesting to me how we always have like this trickle down effect, right? So if something happens, and then all of a sudden here, yeah, me, small business owner, raise my hand, and I'm like, whoa, where did that happen? But anyway, thanks.
Yeah.
So you know what? Because you're in the tech industry, boy, it's going to be hard to stump you, Michael.
I don't know. I've been stumped before, and you're the master of stumping, so don't set me up.
Okay. All right. Well, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. Product number one. Oh, I don't mean to get personal, Michael, but do you smell badly? I mean, do people get a whiff of you and they hold their noses? And I mean, we've all done the armpit test. It's pretty low tech, right? Okay. Well, today we have the new high-tech T-shirt that identifies dozens of gassy chemicals that cause human stench. Specifically, a total of 8 sensors bind to molecules within gases in BO. Well, these molecules are then interpreted by AI to determine how strong the odor is. And then there's an app on your phone that tells you how your odor is on an 11-stage scale. 4 to 6 is bad. 7 to 9, we don't know how you can stand yourself. 10 is horrible. 11, throw up time. And what happens is that these odor detectors are underneath your armpits, and they're really skinny, like a size, you know, like just like little like 1-inch squares, and they fit in pockets. And but you only can buy the shirts from one company. The detectors need to be charged because when the battery is dead, it's out of odor. $29 per detector, $39 for the shirt. Okay, product number 2. Do you play Wordle?
No, but I know of Wordle.
Okay, so Wordle, you know, it's taken over the internet. And this is product number 2. You get 6 tries to guess a 5-letter word. Over 3 million people, including me, play it every single day. I'm not going to bore you with the history, but it was a viral game that some guy made for his wife, and the New York Times bought it, and everybody got up in arms. Now, here's a little fun fact. In the English language, there are approximately 12,500 5-letter words. So you want to start out to win the game with a lot of consonants, stern, or maybe vowels, ado or two that I like to start with. Some people start with house or death or irons. Now, when you win, you share it on social. But what if you're tired of losing every day? Well, you can get a text every single answer around 12:15 in the morning. So none of your friends will know that you actually cheated. Nobody's going to look at your browser history, but you'll feel the victory. People will leave you comments, Michael. You're amazing. You're a Wordle master. I can't believe someone so smart likes me. Now remember, the most dangerous part of Wordle, it's all fun and games till someone loses an eye. $1 a week. Finally, product number 3. Do you play video games?
I did when I was a little bit younger.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you probably played a lot. I mean, maybe some people, you know, they do. They play day and night. Well, this new chair bed is for that person. It looks like a lightweight version of those Tempur-Pedic adjustable beds that you see advertised, except this bed is marketed towards gamers at the peak of their careers. They need to transition from playing to sleeping and back with no interruptions. So 2 powered mechanisms elevate the gamer's torso through a backrest that can be raised to a 60-degree angle and leg support to 35 degrees. If you saw the movie WALL-E, it kind of looks familiar. You game, you sleep. Okay. You game, you sleep. The only thing that's missing is a toilet for the gamer. Now, when you hear the price, you may have to sleep on it. It's available now for $480 or bundled with the mattress for $670. Okay, so product number 1 is the smell sensor for your armpits for your T-shirts. Product number 2 is how you can win at Wordle every single day. Product number 3 is the ultimate gaming chair bed. So which of the 3 is real, Michael? Which of the 3?
I'm going to guess number 3.
You're going to go with the ultimate gaming chair bed. All right, let's see what our judges say. You won!
There's a big difference between very functional and luxurious to just fully removing you from society.
That's right.
Though I guess that could be said about both beds.
That's right. I mean, it's a therapeutic bed just for gamers. So that this way you can put – you know what? So if you thought your kid was playing too many video games, it's like, okay, now we're going to get him a bed. I mean, I wish I was – lying about the bed. Oh, but I'm not. All right. Okay, so we're going to send you an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Michael, thanks for playing along. And now you have a great question for me.
I do. So, Kim, I bought a jukebox quite a while ago, and I bought the corresponding speaker that came with it. This is the ones that you would see, the jukeboxes that you'd see sort of like in Greece or if you walked into a Denny's. Got that kind of that retro 40s, 50s vibe, basically.
Sure.
And so what I want to do, Kim, is be able to Bluetooth the music to the speaker and be able to put the speaker in another room. And I'm told that you can do this. I've combed through just tons and tons of information. Been on YouTube. Can't seem to find it. you were my ultimate, you know, once I can't figure it out, I go to Kim, and that's where I reached out.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so sweet. So I have to tell you, so when your question came in, my husband has like 3 or 4 jukeboxes.
And
I showed him, because you sent a couple pictures, and yep. I said, you know, and so, you know, I mean, you know, God love him. I mean, Barry will tell you everything about everything. And so we're driving along. He's like, well, you know, it has to go like to the 70 hertz and this and that. And I'm like, whoa. I said, you're totally losing me. Okay. I mean, I just want to know if the guy can hook it up to a Bluetooth. Right. And so, John, our IT genius. So I went to John. Okay. Because, you know, everybody needs somebody that they can go to. Right. And so yeah. John sent me some links. Oh my gosh, at 11:30 at night. So, and that's the thing is like whenever somebody asks me or John or Jeremy something, it's like we have to go like find the answer. It's like a curse.
Yeah.
So John actually found a place in the UK that sells a Bluetooth adapter. Okay.
Seriously?
Yes, for your jukebox. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Then he said you need to combine it with a Bluetooth transmitter, and then there's a then he has a speaker wire to an RCA converter. I mean, I'm like, wow. What year is this jukebox from?
It's got to be. So what people don't know about the Wurlitzer jukeboxes is that Wurlitzer, who has since been purchased by Gibson Guitar. Wurlitzer only manufactured 1,000 of these that came out of Germany, and then they licensed the design to like AMI and Seeberg and Rowe. So mine was converted from a unit that played 78s, because that's how they first came out, to 45s. So even though people want you to think the ones that play the 45s are you know, from the 40s and the 50s, that's just simply not true. Most of them are from the 60s and the 70s, essentially. So mine, I think, is probably late 70s, early 80s, although it looks retro from the 40s and the 50s. Hopefully that answered your question.
You know, what does it look like in the front? Does it have the bubbles?
It does. It has the bubbles. It's got the old transistors in it. So the bubbles don't happen until the water heats up from the transistors on the inside.
That's so
and, of
cool.
course, you've got the inside columns that spin, which allows it to turn colors. The liquid that's in there are not the colors. The color of the liquid is actually an amber color. It's not something you want to get on your floors. It stains very easily. So the answer to your question is yes, it takes a while for the system to heat up. But once it does, you get the bubbles and then you get all the colors.
That is so funny. I mean, I love them. There's a certain nostalgia. And we also collect microphones. I mean, I collect microphones.
Okay.
I think they're just, you know, I'm just amazed. I tried to bid on Casey Kasem's microphone that came up for sale recently, but it was like way out of my budget. But jukeboxes and microphones, we have Sebrings, and they are really, it's so much fun because you see people like that, you know, aren't familiar with jukeboxes. I'm talking about different generations. And so
yeah.
Ian, our son, had his friends over. And one of his buddies looks at him and he looks at a jukebox and says to Ian, like, you know, what is that? And this is a couple of years ago. And Ian looked at his friend, and I was standing there. He looked at his friend and he said, oh, that's my dad's iPod.
That's
yeah.
hysterical because, you know, we just moved into our house, Kim, and the guys that were moving us in, right away they're like, does that thing work? Everyone that comes into the house, that's the first thing that they see. It's a focal point. And then, of course, you know, I plug it in, and if they're doing their business, like repairing something or when they were moving things in the house, about 40 minutes later, the bubbles start happening, and they're shocked and amazed. It's a beautiful piece.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, so we're going to send you the links to everything that John said that you need to purchase. And then afterwards, Michael, I definitely want to get a picture of it all working and maybe a little vid with the Bluetooth speakers. I would love to see that in action. I'm sure John would too. And all of our listeners, we'll go ahead and post it inside the Commando community. And thanks for your win. Yes, brand new or not true. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by SimpliSafe. What does U.S. News, PC Mag, and Popular Science all have in common? They all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. And U.S. News just named SimpliSafe the best home security of 2022 as well. SimpliSafe protects your whole home, every door, window, and room with the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. with this comprehensive set of sensors and cameras, like the new wireless outdoor security cam, you always know what's going on both inside and outside your home. Less than a dollar a day, no long-term contracts, 60 days risk-free. What are you waiting for? You can set it all up yourself in about 30 minutes. And they have live customer support, a whole team, just a phone call away, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafekim.com. If you go today, you're going to claim a free indoor security cam plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Once again, that's simplysafekim.com. All right, and go through some of these, but you can see the whole list at commando.com. If you're using Gmail, you don't want to miss this because we're going to tell you how you can undo a sent email. Yes, you can do that in Gmail. You can snooze emails so you don't forget them. You can send emails. Maybe you don't want to send it on a Saturday. You want your staff to get it on Monday. You can time your emails. You can mute threads. This way you don't want to take a look at all these. You can use confidential mode. This is really important so people can't copy, forward, or download your message or attachments. You can check out the whole list over at commando.com with a K, of course. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. We got more of the show coming up. You don't want to miss. All right. If you love tech tips, make sure that you get our daily tech updates. We have over 300% increase in downloads over the last couple of months. So if you're not getting them, you're missing out. And wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K and sign up for the daily tech updates. All right. Back to the phones we go with Donna in Charleston. Hello there, Donna.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Donna. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm happy to talk to you. I have a question that you probably don't deal with every day.
You never know. Lay it on me.
Okay, well, let me give you a little bit of background. I've thought about this for a long time, but during COVID, it became more and more a question that I could not figure out an answer to. And I started looking for devices for elderly people. I don't consider myself elderly, but apparently I am. I was trying to figure out what is available for people who live alone, who die, and there's nobody there that will know it, like Dorothy Parker, but that's another story.
Yeah.
I looked at the I've fallen and can't get up, which is, you'd have to be really quick for that to be helpful. And there's another thing that's come out called the LEQ, I guess. And it's an AI device that you put in your house. And the tagline is getting to know granny. And it learns, and it will ask you questions. But I cannot bear the idea of something sitting in there
watching,
talking to me.
Yeah.
Or watching worse.
Yeah. A lot of the technology that's out now requires you to do something and then not do something. Okay. If you had an Apple Watch, if you fall and you don't move, is that then it's going to call 911 automatically?
Okay.
Do you have any family members?
Oh, yes, I have family members. But, you know, sooner or later, people end up alone sometimes.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Yeah, I mean, you can – I don't mean to cut you off. I just don't want to run out of time and having enough time to speak with you about this. Is that, you know, that with – the iWatch, again, is if you fall, you know, it's going to alert somebody, 911. You can also set up an Amazon Echo device inside your home. And so that if you don't move in a certain amount of time, you don't go to the kitchen, that it will alert a family member. So there are some technologies out there. In your case, since you still have family members, maybe you set something up with an Echo Show. And I'm going to give you the steps, all that you need to do over inside the Commando community. So you can check there. And thank you for your call. Hey, if you ever hear me talk about the Commando community, that's commando.com/community. And when things are too complicated for me to give out on the air, I'll actually write it up and you can check the Q&A forum there. Stay right where you are. We have another hour of the show coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, it's the 2022 return to the office story. Okay, people are figuring out childcare arrangements again. They're digging their work clothes, their shoes out of storage. They're going back to just hating the morning and afternoon commute. and then getting on video calls. That's right. As it turns out, Bloomberg reports that when people are going back to the office, they're still sitting in their office, not talking to anybody in person, that they're still having Zoom calls with the person next door. I mean, Zoom calls have not slowed down with people going back to work and back to the office. It actually reminds me of this story. Are you ready for it? An Englishman and a Frenchman, a Spaniard and a Dutchman are all on a Zoom call with their boss. And their boss asks, "Hey, can you see me?" And they respond, "Yes, we see ja. We see you." Yes, all the different languages. Sorry, okay. Whew, you're a tough crowd. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to America's largest show about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And as I like to say, you always find us streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, commercial free, all 3 hours over at getkim.com. And I'd like to say thank you to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. Right now, listening to the Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio, we all thank you sincerely here at the Kim Komando Show. And, of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And, all right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, things that are coming down the pike that you need to know about. And for years, there's been all this talk about how one day everything you order from Amazon, your fast food restaurants, your pharmacy, it's going to be delivered to your front door by drone. Now, here we are in 2022, and not a lot of drones in the sky, but a milestone happened that I need to tell you about. We had all these pilot programs. Well, this past week, the first commercial drone delivery service in a major metropolitan U.S. area was launched. Okay. And parts of Dallas, suburban Dallas, Texas, Google-owned Wing is now making deliveries from Walgreens and a few other retailers. It includes suburbs of Little Elm and Frisco. So here's how it works. Store employees, they fill the orders, and then they pull out their tablet and they get the drone. And then the Wing employees, they take care of the rest. They take care of the delivery from the remote location. They can serve areas. It's pretty far when you think about it. A 6-mile radius, but of course it's going to expand. Now, the drones are also making Bluebell ice cream deliveries. I don't know if you know about this. They arrive so fast because the drones can just fly right over that rocky road. Ooh, get it? Bluebell, rocky road, ice cream. All right, number two, get out and stargaze while you can, because the next big thing that's shaping up is providing internet broadband globally using satellites. That's right. Elon Musk, SpaceX, already has launched thousands of its Starlink satellites into low orbit, and its service has been online. But a lot of people forget that competition is on the way. So when you talk Elon Musk, what do you think of next? Yes, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. They have something called Project Kuiper, which has secured FCC approval for launch back in 2020. Not a lot has happened, but here's what Amazon announced this past week. It's partnering with three companies to conduct more than 80 satellite launches over the next 5 years. That includes Jeff Bezos' other company, Blue Origin. It's going to take on 12 to 15 of the launches. There's just a lot going on. But Amazon says that the partnerships mean they'll be able to deploy 3,200 satellite constellations. And meanwhile, wow, Musk is busy buying up Twitter stock. There's a lot happening in the sky. Number three, let's talk more about space and Amazon. But Amazon just is everywhere, aren't they? Jeff Bezos' aerospace company, as I mentioned, Blue Origin, they announced last fall that they're going to build a space station that would be combined mixed-use business park and premier commercial destination in low Earth orbit. Did you ever think that you'd be talking about a business park happening in space, a hotel in space? I mean, a lot of people say that the time that we're living right now is kind of like the infancy of just aviation, but now we're looking into going to space. Anyway, they're calling it the orbital reef. Say that a couple of times. And it's this large module, living quarters, three floors, kitchen, guardian, space plane to take people back and forth. Obviously, they can't do it alone. They're looking at help from Sierra Space, and they make these space habitats. Boeing, of course, you know what Boeing is. Well, Amazon joined this orbital reef project, and they say that they're going to provide, of course they would, supply chain logistics and Amazon Web Services for the networking, cloud computing, and communications. And then we have the plan to have this whole reef available in 2030. Why 2030? Well, that's the same time that the International Space Station is set to be retired. It's going to be a little bit smaller than the ISS. And as you can imagine, you know, the vacation to space is not going to be cheap. Wow. But meanwhile, Apple, back down here on Earth, they're getting set for their next WWDC. You know what that is? The Worldwide Developers Conference. It's going to, be the first week of June, June 6th through June 10th. And so here's the deal. Anytime there's the WWDC, that's when we start looking at some software updates, and then ultimately the hardware updates come. And so we're going to have iOS 16 for your next iPhone, and then iPad, Apple Watch, Apple TV, Mac software. Nobody's really talking about some new features, what we're going to have. But I think it's really interesting that Apple is not doing the event in person. They're going to be having it all virtual again, which means anybody can go. We're looking for an updated Mac Pro desktop, maybe a new M2 processor. And what about the Apple Car? You know, that's the thing that I really would like to see. I mean, we're still many years away from that. And Apple engineers, I don't know, they're just having some issue about, you know, making a car without windows. It's just kind of a tough thing for them. Number five, do you have a nose for wine or for booze, whiskey perhaps? Scientists in Sydney, Australia have developed a new high-tech robotic nose with one job: to tell the differences between whiskey. Now we have a robot that actually does something. It's able to mimic, they say, a human sense of smell through the use of 8 built-in sensors. And the sensors generate signs unique to the different odor molecules, which are then analyzed by a computer. I mean, think about this. Guy comes home. I got this great idea, Susie, for a new robot. What, honey? What? Is it going to fold the laundry? No. Is it going to change the oil in the car? No. We don't need that anymore. We're going all electric. What does it do? It will tell you the difference between Jim Beam and Mark's Mark whiskey. That's what it's going to do. And don't even bother thinking of anything else. 6 whiskeys. See, they can spot, they buy brand name, regions, and other factors in just a minute. It has a 92% accuracy, the robotic nose, determining whiskey style, 96% accuracy in identifying the brand. Somebody's saying, why would somebody even want to have a robot to distinguish between whiskeys? Very rare bottles of whiskey can pull off 6 figures at auction. Wow. And the scientists behind this robotic nose saying the same tech could be used for counterfeit wine, which is a huge problem, and counterfeit perfume. I mean, apparently all of this stuff, when it goes to auction, is just whiskey business. Okay, even I left it that one. All right, I had so much to squeeze into this hour, I'm telling you. I had trouble because I just have so much that I want to share with you. We're talking about the best DPI to use when printing and scanning. We have the secret way to make Google sit on hold for you. Oh, you're going to love that too. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you ever have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the show and maybe on our website and maybe one of our newsletters, you can always do that by heading over to komando.com. That's with a K, of course. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim, and that's where the magic happens. Coming up in just a few moments, you've wondered, like, what is the best DPI when I print out my photos, when I start scanning my photos? Well, that answer is still to come. And how about we start this hour with Juanita in Portland, Oregon. Hello there, Juanita.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind today?
Okay. Well, I was looking for some help on an online job search to kind of work from home. And I know there's lots of fraud and scammers out there. And so I was kind of intimidated by doing the research when I would find something that looked interesting. Sure. But then I didn't know, I have some money that I can invest in something like that, but I would hate to invest and then have somebody.
No, you know what? I don't want you to invest quite yet. So Juanita, tell me a little bit about you. Tell me what you've done, and then let's talk about maybe some online jobs that might be perfect for you.
Okay. Well, I currently I do volunteer work, and I do decorating for events and functions and things like that. And it's just on a volunteer basis. It's with the local Elks Club that we have
nice.
Here.
Okay.
And yeah, and so that's something that I just love doing. I mean, it's just lots of fun, and get to meet lots of people and do different events for charities and things like that. But I have a work history. I was in human resources when I stopped working, which was about 7 years ago. I started watching my grandchildren for my kids, and so we all ended up living in a big old farmhouse, and I did the wonderful homeschooling and things
oh, nice.
That we went to, all that stuff that we've all gone through. But currently, my son's buying a house, and so we're all going to go our separate ways. The kids are in school and all now. So,
all right.
So I'm kind of in a position where I have to get some money income coming in. And,
okay. Well, you told me a lot. And number one, I think it's fabulous that you were able to create a bond with your grandchildren. They'll never forget that.
Oh, I did too.
And now that since you told me that you love promotions. How would you feel about, like, if an event comes to town and they need people to staff up some type of event where you would be help take tickets or give people directions or hand out gift bags? Would that something be interesting to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
see, what I don't want you to do is you mentioned a key phrase, and that is that you went online, you did some Google search, and you saw a lot of scams, and you said, you also said something that I don't never want you to say again, is that I've got some money to invest. Okay. Is that I don't want you to give money away so that you can make money. Okay. You know, there's a lot of scams out there. If you buy inventory, you can resell it and make a profit, or if you buy Google Ads, you can, no, we're not doing any of that.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so what I can do is I can point you to onto some legitimate job sites where you can search, you know, events in Portland, like LinkedIn and Indeed. And then there's also places where you can look for remote jobs. So you can say HR remote, event planning remote. And so that's where you will actually find legitimate, real, honest to goodness companies. And then with these companies, they're going to interview you as if you were going to be working for them full time in person. But what they're going to ask you to do is to maybe take some online tests or to meet virtually via Zoom or something like that. So I don't want you to spend money to make money. I want you to look at the links that I'm going to send you and to look at everything else that I'm going to send you. So this way you make sure that you do get a legitimate opportunity. And I don't want you to get scammed, because there are a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of jobs out there and there's a lot of scams. And that's why I'm glad that you gave us a call. And we'll post those links inside the Commando community. Again, that's commando.com/community. All right, so you've decided to print your own photos, give them away as gifts, but you might be thinking the higher the DPI or dots per inch, the better, right? Well, when you're printing a photo, 300 DPI is going to give you a really nice glossy standard size photo. An old photo, make sure you pump that up to 600. You can go higher, say 1200, but it's going to be huge. It's going to take more storage space. It's going to take longer to open. Now, if the photo is only going to be shown on the web, 72 DPI. So this way that page loads really fast and you're not slowing anybody down. So again, it's 300, 600, 1200, and then on the web, just 72 DPI. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more some great tips you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, before we go back to all your phone calls, I have to tell you about fake chargers. I want you to be really careful. This past week, a safety report found that 98%, yes, 98% of phony Apple cables are putting consumers at risk. So here's how you can check whether or not your cable is actually a safe one, a good one that you see for sale online. You want to check the packaging. Now, any type of third-party accessory, those are the ones that are not made by Apple, they have Apple's MFI badge on their packaging, which says made for iPhone, iPod, iPad. Okay, that's number one. Number two is I want you to look at the cable. Apple cables have their own authenticity markers. You know, it may say an Apple Lightning to USB cable has been designed by Apple in California, assembled in China, assembled in Vietnam. And then you're going to see a 12-digit serial number at the end of the text. If they don't have that, it's not going to be good. Third on the list is the Lightning connector. It's on fakes. It's typically rough. It may be unfinished. Now, you can use the Lightning connector, USB connector, and laser etchings to identify counterfeit or uncertified Lightning accessories. So it has, if it has this rough or inconsistent finish, its squared contacts are uneven. And so what you want to do is make sure that you don't have these, because it is a really big fire risk. And back to the phones we go. We have David in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi there, David.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have a question about Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
As you know, it's kind of like a yard sale, one item at a time.
It sure is.
And as I'm the seller, I get people reply to my inquiries and say, is this available and how much is it? And, oh, I think I want to buy that. Can we meet at the grocery store parking lot or things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Lately, there's been a new thing that the buyers have been saying to me, and that is, give me your phone number. And that was a very perplexing. And apparently what they do or want to do is use some kind of an app or algorithm that sends a code to my phone. Then I put that code back in on the Marketplace app, and they claim that verifies who I am. Well, okay. I can't figure out whether it verifies anything.
Okay. Let me tell you what they're doing. Okay.
All right.
Is that when you give them your phone number, they are now adding your phone number to a Google Voice account. And when Google Voice is adding the phone number, they're going to send you a six-digit verification code. And so when you send this person the six-digit verification code, is that now they have your phone number that they can use to call other people, scam other people. They're going to use that for any type of nefarious purpose that under the sun. So I'm really glad that you called, because you definitely never, ever want to do that. Now, if you are selling stuff online, you know, on the flip side, Google Voice is a great number to have, because you're not going to give out your real phone number in case you ever wanted to for some reason. And then in addition to that, when the calls come in on your phone, is that they'll go through the Google Voice app. And if you don't answer that phone call, David, is that the voicemail is transcribed into an email and then it's sent to you. So it's actually a wonderful, wonderful service. But it sounds like this is a new scam that's going around on Facebook. So, you know, whatever the reason, whatever service that you're using, just make sure that if somebody asks you for your phone number, then they ask for a verification code. Just know that they're going to try to duplicate your phone number and do who knows what with it. I'm so glad that you called, David, because that's a warning to everybody. All right, it's time now for a great tip, and this time it's brought to you by iDrive. Springtime's here, and that means getting your household in order. But don't forget about organizing and backing up your digital life, too, especially those precious family photos, critical business documents like tax information. Oh, I know you hate taxes, so do I. But each year, I'd like to sit down and sort through my photos and files, making sure that everything important to me is just backed up and it's done in a secure location. And for that, I use and I recommend iDrive Safe and Secure Cloud Backup. It's easy to use, it's affordable, includes a generous backup space, so you have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and a lot more, all into one account. That's amazing. So with their industry standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is completely safe. Plans start at less than $7 a month. And right now, when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you'll get 90% off of the first year. Head over to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right. I just passed this along to Amber in her office, and she was like, I love you, Kim Commando. Yes, I'm talking about the secret way to make Google sit on hold for you, because it's such a waste of time when you call a company only to be put on hold. But what if you never have to do that ever again? Just have your digital assistant do all the work for you. The next time someone puts you on hold, Google Assistant will do it for you. So if you have an Android device, you may not know that your phone has a built-in feature called, yes, it makes sense, Hold for Me. And so you dial your number, and when a support representative is ready to speak with you, Google will notify you at the sound, a vibration, or a prompt. And so when you're placed on hold, you just tap the hold for me, and then you hit start. Now, you know when it's working when you see don't hang up on your screen. Now, you might be sitting there saying, oh, well, I'm sure it only works on Android, Kim, because, I mean, why would it work on an iPhone? You're not alone. If you use an iPhone, you're not left out. You simply head over to the Apple App Store, download the free Google Assistant app. Let's tell you, it does work. I've used it myself. It's really phenomenal. All right, you want to stay right where you are because coming up, we have a tip about fast chargers that nobody wants you to know. And then later on this hour, speaking of phones, how you can find out who's calling you. We got that and more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. If you haven't already, make sure that you head over to komando.com/subscribe, because if you get newsletters from us, you do have an account there. You just enter in your email address. You can see all the newsletters that you get. And then over on the right-hand side, there's a special area that I want you to really pay attention to. And those are your preferences, where you can check Windows, Android, Mac, travel, smart homes, whatever it may be. Just check the boxes for your preferences, and then we're going to deliver you just the content that you want. Really some great AI stuff going on there. So head over to komando.com/subscribe. All right, before we go back to your phone calls, I just talked about the counterfeit chargers. But here's a true or false question for you. Can you use any charger with your smartphone or tablet as long as it has the right connector? Now, the answer is it's true that you can use any charger with your device, but whether you should is the real question. Now, on Amazon, you see tons of chargers that claim to take a battery from 0 to 100% faster than the one that came with your device. Now, a lot of times, what they don't want you to know is that it's not going to charge your phone any faster. Here's an example. Take an iPhone 13 Pro Max, okay? Got to throw some numbers at you. It supports up to 27 watts, and that's fast. So if you connect a 40-watt charger to that iPhone, it's not going to go 40 watts. The iPhone only goes 27 watts. So it's only going to charge as fast as the phone supports. So you just wasted a lot of money on a super fast charger that's not going to do anything. So before you get a new charger, what I want you to do is to make sure that you check the wattage and then you look to see what you're buying. All right, back to the phones we go with Dion. Hello there, Dion. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, Kim. Thanks. So I've listened to your show and a fan, and I've came with a problem from a friend, not my own problem, but I realize she has nobody to help her.
Okay.
And so I've came to you to see if, I can't find any help, so I've came to you to see if you can find me any help.
Okay. Tell me what's going on.
So she's been married for the last 35 years to a man in the military. And for the last 10 years, he's been out of the home. She's just now recently found out that he's been living with another woman for 8 years. He's bought her a home, multiple vehicles. So he basically has a whole nother family and is not ready to let go of the last one he made, you know, arrangements
with. So he's still married to your friend,
yes.
Right? Okay. And then he's got this whole other thing going on the side. Okay, I'm following
you.
Okay.
Active military, we're supposed to look up to our military and respect them, and they're supposed to be leaders of the community, and he's, you know, awful. So he's been sending threats to them, the family members, you know, basically.
What kind of threats? What is he saying?
Oh, just financial, you know, take away the house and cut everything off, phones and stuff.
Okay,
you know,
so can I ask you a basic question? Why doesn't your friend just dump this loser?
So, well, just for that, he's gaslighting her, I guess you would say, and saying, you know, if you do this, you're going to be ruining the family. You're basically, you're full of it. You're lying. This is something you have in your head. You're the one who's ruining the family.
Okay.
You know, so he's put it on her. He acts like he's done nothing wrong.
Well, you know, but if she has evidence of all this, I mean, it sounds, if this were my friend, okay, I would, number one, I would wonder, like, why are you still staying with this person? Okay, I mean, what is going on psychologically that you think that you can't, number one, take care of yourself, number two, is that you're letting this guy bring you down, if everything that is happening that you think is happening, right? Yeah. You know, and then she may be somebody that actually needs proof, right? I mean, I don't know her. And so that's where, you know, you can start looking at, you know, in social media and stuff like that, but then she could, if she has access to bank accounts, joint bank accounts, they're married, she can also go in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's I mean, it's pretty evident. He's closed all the bank accounts, hidden everything, you know, so she has proof, and he came along and found the proof and destroyed it time after time for obviously 35 years. He's been, you know, not.
But you know what? Here, this
he's
is going to
dealing with this, but
this is going to be hard for me to say to you, but sometimes unless somebody wants to help themselves, it's hard for you to help them, right? I mean, you have to listen to your gut, right? And you're a mm-hmm. wonderful friend because you're trying to help her, right? And you're trying mm-hmm. to figure out, you know, some things that you can do. But really, mm-hmm. you know, it starts with her. I mean, you know, maybe you talking to her, like, how does this make you feel? And maybe she can take back some of the accounts. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice. And so you might want to consult somebody.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. you know, I bet you she probably knows all the guy's secret questions if she wanted to go into an account. I mean, she knows where he went to school, the dog's first name. But really, mm-hmm. she needs to set up her own financial independence. Because when you are financially independent, you know this. You're smart.
Mm-hmm.
When you are financially independent, all of a sudden that, you know, you have power. Okay, you have the power to move and to do things. And if maybe she can come live with you for a while. And the worst thing she can do is just keep letting this happen to her. I mean, as we start looking at the dynamics of this situation, there's really only one solution. And it has nothing to do with hacking the online accounts or setting up different accounts or, you know, saving things from Facebook. It really, she really needs to consult a divorce attorney. And if I were her friend, I'd say, you know what, we're going on Monday and I'm taking you. Hey, thanks, Dion, for your call. And right now we have Charles in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi there, Charles.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've actually been listening to your show for a while.
Well, thank you, Charles. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I'm a disabled vet, and one of the things I heard on your show a while back, I don't remember how, it's been several years, I think, you had talked about a camera. One had one camera that faced, you know, the direction of the road, one, I think, that faced the passenger or the driver's side. And
sure.
When the police officers come and give tickets and stuff like that, it records both sides. And I could never find it, so I decided to call in and find out, see if you still knew about that or if you knew where I could find one.
Well, you know, we used to sell dash cams that were dual lens dash cams. We haven't done that for several years now, and it was hard for us to compete against all the new Chinese companies that were popping up with similar technology on Amazon. It was just like, okay, we lost. Okay, we're sorry, we can't do that. But there are some other companies that make them. Is there a situation that happened, or are you trying to more prevent?
No, it's more prevent than anything.
Okay, you know, one that the prices have dropped tremendously on these dash cams. So this type of dash cam that you're looking for probably 3-4 years ago would be at least a couple of $100, but now you can pick them up for about $60 to $70. There's one in particular I like you said, like dual dash cam. It does the inside cabin, and then it also does out with the night vision. It has camera parking mode as well. So you can keep tabs of what's going on when your car's parked, or obviously. There's also what's called a G-sensor, and that means that if you're driving along and something happens abruptly and the dash cam can identify that it will save that footage in a special spot so it won't be overwritten with new type of footage. And that's why it's called continuous loop. And so what I can do is I can send you one as a gift as you mentioned, you're a disabled vet. If I can help you and thank you for your service to our country, I'm happy to do that for you.
Okay.
Not a problem. Okay, so Charles, so what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and Danielle's going to get your name and address, and we'll send you out a dash cam, dual lens dash cam. And in case you're wondering which one I'm going to send Charles, I'll post a link to it over in the Q&A forum inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. Hey, let me tell you about SimpliSafe. Armed with a backup rechargeable battery, SimpliSafe protects your whole home around the clock, even during a power outage. Get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, but you have to go to this address, simplysafekim.com. Once again, that's simplysafekim.com. All right, when you get a call from an unknown number, it can present a real dilemma. I mean, is it a scam? Is it your doctor? Is it your kid's school? Some insider tricks to keep unknown and even blocked numbers from being truly anonymous. After the call ends, whether they hang up or the call goes to voicemail, I want you to remember these three keys. Remember, *69. Okay, what happens is that this is going to trace the number of the last person who called you, even if it was anonymous, even if it was hidden. And then afterwards, you have the option to call back, or you can just block it. Now, another one, *57, super handy. Use this if a scam or spam caller is just harassing you. It's logged by your mobile provider. That way, the call is in a special way, so it can be passed along to police. Now, some phone companies, I do want to tell you that they charge extra. Use *69 and *57. Hey, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being here. And just a quick reminder, the show never ends. You can find us online whenever you want over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com.